This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now we're attending a very exciting event today. We're at a Have a Go Day in Glasgow, hosted by British Lions Sport together with Scottish Disability Sport. It's a really nice range today available. We have curling, we have tennis, we have athletics. And another very popular sport today has been actually judo. It's brought in lots of fun, especially with the younger generation.
Ready? Hey, Jimmy, let's go. Get moving about. Come on, my girl, get moving. Matty!
Stop. Don't even move your eyelashes. Can you stay really still like a statue? You're moving your eyes.
Right, go, go. Another set,
Jimmy. Where'd you go, darling?
I said go. Don't let me trick you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What's the word for start?
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi Jimmy.
Name's Stevie.
Oh, hello. Hi Jimmy.
Hi Stevie. Hey. Hi Jimmy. What's up? You're moving about. Stop. Ah, you don't stop when I say stop. You stop when I say Matty. Good. Right, so when I do this noise, right, if you hear that noise, you have to sit down on your bum as fast as you can to then get back up. You look as if you've shot here. Fell down. All right, you ready? So you're moving about the mat. Hey, Jimmy, let's go. You can get down and back up. Down your bum. Back up again. Back to your judo dancing. Yeah. Down you go, Sammy. Good girl, get back up. Get moving. Yes, good. Back up. Too slow. Too slow. Stop! Good, Gabby Benjamin! What's the word for stop? Who can remember?
Matty!
Matty! Good girl!
So you've just had a session with, I would say, the youngest element today here. How do you think it went?
Yeah, I think it went very well. I think there was only one that was fully blind, so yeah, it's fun, nice and friendly, and they actually managed to do quite a lot. You just got to always watch out for brothers on brothers, that's the...
Yeah, I was watching the couple constantly tussling on the mat and you having to separate them.
A wee bit of brotherly love, that's okay. I'm used to it myself, so I know, I understand how it works.
Do you think it's sometimes easier working with kids? Because I feel like when you're younger, you maybe don't have the same fears, or you're not scared of things as much as when you're an adult?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a visual impairment or you're just an adult learning new skills. There's always that apprehension. But I guess the trick of the thing is just to get people to relax as fast as possible. And when you generally teaching adults, then you play the same games, because whether they believe it or not, adults like playing the same games exactly the same as children. So it's just trying to get people into that zone that we're all in the same space. And learning has to be, you know, you drop barriers a wee bit. So judo coaches are usually quite good at engaging that kind of thing. But yeah, I guess children come with less premonitions about what it's all about. But I've taught that long that it doesn't really matter. It's the same kind of session.
And joining us now is Kirsten Taylor, who is a VI judoka, hoping and aiming for the Paralympics this year in Paris. And you've been assisting Steve today on the mat. How was it?
It was good. All the kids are really enthusiastic, which is nice.
We spoke earlier and you said that many years ago you attended one of these events. It inspired you to basically become a judoka that travels the world, goes to Tokyo and beyond, and goes to these amazing events and competes. How was it, I guess, in a way, inspiring young people today? Because that was, we just saw the youngest group here really get into it.
It kind of gives them an idea of what they can aim for, because for some of them, the idea of Tokyo is like, what? That's a place we can go there? So it's nice to be able to be like, that is a thing you can aim for, and those opportunities are out there.
Do you think they were a little bit shy around you? Because obviously you have your professional looking blue judoka with your name and everything. You're looking very professional in it. So do you think the kids were a little bit intimidated or a bit like, ooh?
I think they were a bit odd.
They definitely had fun though.
And, oh yeah, they were having a great time.
do you think you would want to see more kids do it? Because I feel like you don't often think about kids doing like martial arts or things like that, but it's a great sport.
Yeah, definitely. I wish I sort of had the opportunity to start it when I was younger, but I just didn't realise it was a thing.
My name's Stephen Somerville and I am the Disability Officer for Jewels Scotland.
Have you done this before? Have you been to an event like this when you worked particularly with someone who is blind or partially sighted?
Yeah, but visually impaired is a natural pathway to Olympic judo, so we concentrate quite heavily on visual impairment. One, because it's so naturally good for people with a visual impairment because of the safety factor and learning to fall. So yeah, I've worked with visual impairments for the past 25 years or so.
Where are you based? Are you based in Glasgow? Or is it across Scotland?
I am a Glaswegian, and I'm just back. I used to work for Jewels Scotland full time as National Development Manager, and I've came back just to do disability only. I live in Glasgow. I travel to Edinburgh to Jewels Scotland every so often, but I've got a national remit for disability.
How do you think it went today? Like, you had your first session, you obviously still have a few to come, but like, how do you think the group did? That was their first time?
Yeah, it's always difficult when it's such a short session to get, especially to get them to relax, but some of them did very well. Some of them maybe are better doing judo on the floor until they get the confidence up, but hopefully they got a grasp of it. A couple of them are asking to be signposted to the club, so that's what we're really looking for.
That's fantastic. Do you think, I mean, I know it's predicting a lot, but you see any future Paralympians?
Oh, that's always hard to say. I think I need more than half an hour to say that. I see people that I know automatically know that judo will enhance their life, which is the most important thing. So that whole kind of sport for life and learning the life skills, then because it's so kinesthetic, it can be fantastic sport for people with visual impairment.
What would you see as the biggest concern people have that maybe have never done judo, but when they approach you they say, oh, I'm not sure, I'm worried about this, I'm worried about that?
It's generally the falling aspect, depending on what the visual impairment is. Falling obviously is quite a scary thing, especially at high speed with force, so it's quite a dynamic sport, so we've just got to just do it in stages to build up the confidence and the competence of being able to fall and almost being in a combat situation. Good thing about judo is you always hold on before you start, so you can feel the person moving about. Once they learn the basic movement of judo and then being able to fall safely, then you usually see a good bit of relaxing after that.
Yeah, I think that's the nice thing about judo, because it's such a contact sport in this case. It makes it, you don't really need the sight, you just rely on touch and feel and movement.
Yeah, so that's one of the fundamentals. So falling and movement, the throws and everything are secondary. If we can just even get a group of visually impaired people happily moving about in a free flow movement and falling at will and keeping themselves nice and safe, that's a life skill that they can take forward from when they're travelling and in the general public.
Yeah, I think we were talking about this a little bit on the side earlier before you guys started your session, is that how you can take this skill forward and how you don't have to maybe worry as much about falling, because if you are blind or partially sighted, you are more likely to fall, and especially as you get older as well.
Yeah, 100%, especially when you're doing moving about in the city. Some cities are better than others, you know, and you do bang into things and you do fall. And quite a lot of visual impaired people, they're almost like a wee flower that's closed, and it's that relaxation and opening up, and it must surely enhance your life. It can't not be a bad thing. So that's where we kind of, always a starting point.
I think you need to update your logo to a blooming flower.
Yes, I think that's the case. And you see it all the time. It's just when people relax and they start to feel confident on a mat area. The good beauty about judo is it's a contained space and it's a soft space.
Well, how do we find out about judo here in Scotland? How do we sign up? Where can we go?
All you need to do is just get contact Judo Scotland and they'll put you on directly to me so that I can then attach them to a club that deals either with disability or has a class that is suitable for them. Because not all judo clubs take visual impairments, although the majority of judo clubs are pretty open to it because we've done a lot of work around it.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me.
Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.